a PID to do that. So they will fill out an application. They'll follow the policy. They'll follow the statute, and they'll provide an completed application to the city. The city will then review the application. There's in the policy, there's a defined group of people that will actually review the policy. Assuming that everything's in place and all the requirements are met, the application will be approved by the review board and then brought to the city council for review and approval. When the council approves the PID, then that's when things kind of get serious. You have a development agreement then that must be negotiated between the developer and the city, and that's really the nuts and bolts that guide the PID from that point forward. So that'll have the requirements for the financial guarantees. That'll have the if there's a requirement for minimum ratings on bond issues, that would be in there. The type of development, all of those kinds of details would be contained in that in that document. That really is the key document in all this. From there, the PID board takes over and guides the PID through the next steps, it's those steps that the development occurs, the build out occurs, the taxes or the special levies, whichever is chosen, whatever method, would then be assessed on the properties. As the properties are sold, those would be collected, and the cash flow would start to come in to cover any obligations that the PID might have, to cover obligations for the development costs. Now, the PID doesn't cover the entire cost of development. The developer still needs to cover those things, but the PID can cover. I've seen PIDs do backbone infrastructure. I've seen PIDs do parks, special features in a planned unit development. There's a number of ways these PIDs have been used to enhance a development. That's really what it's about. It's about enhancing a development in a way that couldn't be done prior to this tool being in the toolbox, so to speak, of local governments in the state. So really, after you get through that development agreement and the PID's created, the board is appointed. As the development occurs, that PID board, I should add this too, that the PID board is appointed initially, but within 6 years it needs to become an elected board. So it's really like a little mini government as it pertains to the financing of that infrastructure and the repayment of the financings for that infrastructure. So it's separate and apart. It's as I said, it's worked well throughout the state. There's roughly 12 of them in the Albuquerque metro area, and all of them are doing well now. There was one that had some problems due to the 2008 economic downturn, but it was really an absorption issue with that development that was remedied, and they're now on solid footing. Things are going well.
Further questions for the council? Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Scott, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Mayor, I
interrupted you.
No, I was just here to answer additional questions. I would point out a couple things I think that Kevin mentioned in his presentation there. These are typically done for larger projects, right? Your question about a 25-unit subdivision or development.